Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner-friendly Ableton Lev 12 workflow that feels very jungle, very old-school DNB, and it's built around one repeatable move, the sub-pressure transition formula. The big idea is this. We're going to build our sections in session view like a DJ performance rig, then we're going to record that performance straight into arrangement view so you end up with an actual timeline you can edit into a real tune. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old-school vibes without feeling too modern and frantic. And one key setting before we touch anything else. Global quantization at 1 bar. That's the make it sound tight even if I'm not perfect button. It means when you launch scenes, it waits until the next bar line and lands cleanly. Now, create a simple set of tracks. You want a drums track, a sub-bass track, optionally a reese or mid-bass track if you want that classic growl layer later. An Atmos or pad track for the background, and then two return tracks for effects. Think of session view like your DJ mixer. A few channels, and a couple of sends that can instantly create space and drama. Quick coaching note, session view is DJ prep, not the final song. The goal is musical consistency, not endless complexity. Same kit, same key, and in each scene you only do one or two dramatic changes. If you try to change everything at once, your arrangement recording turns into chaos. Let's build drums first, because jungle is drum language. If you're a beginner, use a drum rock on a MIDI track. Load a punchy kick, a snare with a crack and some body, a closed hat, maybe a ride or shaker for movement. If you've got break slices, cool, but we don't need to go full break science today. Program a basic two-step foundation. Snare on 2 and 4, kick on 1, and then that classic DNB push on the end of 3. Hats and 16THS. But don't make them a machine gun. Delete a few hits so the groove breathes. Then add swing. Open the groove pool and drop in something like MPC 16 swing. Dart around 20 to 35%. That alone can take stiff beginner loop to okay. This actually moves. Now put a simple stock chain on the drum track. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clear out rumble you don't need. If your snare or hats are harsh, you can dip a little around 3 to 6K. But only if it's actually painful. Then add saturator. Soft sign mode, drive maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is one of those jungle secrets. Saturation makes drums feel louder and thicker without just slamming the fader. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to crush it, you're just trying to glue the hits together. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And finally utility. Mainly so later you can control width and keep low end solid. Cool. Now sub bass. This is where the sub pressure name really makes sense, because we're going to use the sub not just as a bass line, but as tension control. Make a MIDI track, load wave eatable or operator, keep it simple. Sine wave, clean, no filter needed for the basic tone. Set the amp envelope with fast attack, and a release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes don't click, but also don't smear. After the synth, add saturator again, but lighter. 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. This helps the sub read a bit more, especially once we do the transition trick. For the sub pattern, keep it classic, mostly root notes with a little movement, like root to flat 7 back to root, or root to flat 3 back to root, depending on your vibe. Put hits on the 1, and then try a note on the end of 2, or a little pickup after the snare so it bounces. Now sidechain. This is non-negotiable for clarity. On the sub track, add compressor, turn on sidechain, choose the drum track, or even just the kick if you've got it isolated. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Bring the threshold down until you see maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. The kick should pop through without the whole mix feeling like it's gasping. Next, we set up two return effects. This is where you get that old school dubby space and throw energy, without cluttering the mix. Return A is your reverb space. Use reverb, size about 40 to 60%, decay 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and roll off highs with a high cut somewhere like 6 to 10K so it's not fizzy. And here is a huge beginner save. After the reverb, put an EQ 8 and high pass around 200 Hz. Reverb on low end is mod. Jungle needs pressure, but it also needs punch. Return B is your delay throw. You can use delay or echo. Set time to a quarter note or eighth note, feedback around 20 to 35%, and filter it darker, like low pass around 5 to 7K. Then a utility after it if you need to control gain, because delays can jump out. Now we build scenes in session view. This is the engine. Make 5 scenes as a template. Intro, groove, build, drop, and post-drop variation. In each scene, think one clip per track. Drums get an intro clip that's lighter, a groove clip that's full, a build clip with rolls and edits, and a drop clip that's full power. Sub might be off or minimal in the intro, then it starts to creep in, then it opens up, then it hits. And Atmos is usually just a long loop that's consistent so everything feels glued together. Now we do the actual sub pressure transition formula. This is the repeatable move you can use in basically every jungle tune you ever make. Part A. Pressure with the sub before the drop, without ruining the mix. On the sub track, put auto filter before the saturator. Set it to low pass 24 dB. During the build, keep the cutoff lower than you'd think, like 90 to 120 Hz. Add a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%. Tuttle. Then, as you approach the drop, you automate that filter opening up to maybe 200 to 300 Hz right before the drop. What happens is the bass starts revealing harmonics. It feels like it's getting bigger and angrier, even if the actual volume doesn't change much. That's pressure. Part B, the pre-drop vacuum. This is classic. It's like the music inhales before it punches. On the drum track, automate an auto filter in high pass mode, 12 dB. In the last bar before the drop, sweep it up briefly to somewhere like 200 to 400 Hz, so the low end disappears for a moment. Then at the drop, hard reset back to full. Optional but super effective. On the master, automate utility gain down just a tiny bit, like minus 1 to minus 2 dB, right before the drop, and snap it back at the drop. Tiny moves feel huge indeed NB, because your ear notices contrast. Part C, snare roll and break edits. In your build drum clip, program a snare roll in the last bar. Start with 8th notes, then go to 16ths, and if you want that rave panic moment, throw a tiny burst of 30 seconds right at the end. If you've got a break slice, put a quick fill in the last half bar. Now the money move, send that roll into your reverb return, and then cut the send right at the drop. So you get this rising wash and then suddenly it's dry and punching again when the drop hits. That contrast screams old school. Part D. Impact at the drop. When you hit the drop scene, everything resets. Filters back to normal, reverb throws cleared, full drums and full sub. Add crash or impact, or a short sub hit in the same key as your bass. Keep it clean, because a messy drop is the fastest way to kill that rewind energy. Now, we capture it. This is the session view to arrangement view transition workflow. You're basically going to perform your tune and record the performance. Hit arrangement record in the transport. Launch your intro scene and let it run for 8 bars. Then launch groove for 8 bars. Then launch build. While build is playing, perform your sub pressure moves. Open the sub low pass slowly. Do the drum high pass vacuum in the last bar, throw the snare roll into reverb and then cut it. Maybe add a little delay throw on a snare hit. Then launch drop and let it run for 16 bars. Then stop. Now press tab to go to arrangement view. You should see your clips laid out and your automation captured. If a scene launch was late or early, don't panic. Just nudge the clip start to the bar line. This is why we recorded. It's editable now. If you want it tidy, select a section and consolidate with Ctrl or CMDJ. A few quick arrangement upgrades so it feels like a real jungle record instead of a loop. First, variations every 4 or 8 bars. Remove a kick for 1 beat, add a snare flam, throw in a quick break slice. Jungle is all about conversation inside the drums. Second, bass mutes. Muting the sub for half a bar before a phrase change makes the next hit feel ridiculous. Like the floor drops out, then comes back. Third, high pass your Atmos and FX with EQ8. Set a high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so your low end stays owned by kick and sub only. And here's a pro workflow tip that helps beginners a ton. Group your transition controls. Put auto filter and utility into an audio effect rack. Map the important stuff to a few macros like sub open, drum vacuum, pre-drop dip, maybe reverb throw. When you record automation, editing one macro lane is way easier than hunting through 8 parameters. A couple more performance tricks if you want to level up without stress. 1. Clip launch settings. For one shots like impacts, uplifters, vocal shots, click the clip. Go to launch, turn loop off, turn legato off so it always starts from the beginning and set quantization appropriately. 1 bar quantization for big hits, maybe quarter note for fast stabs. 2. Follow actions can auto-perform your build. Put multiple snare roll clips stacked vertically, each one bar long, each one busier than the last. Turn on follow action in the clip launch box. Set it to next every one bar. Now the snare roll escalates hands-free, while you focus on filters and sends. 3. Capture MIDI is your safety net. If you were jamming and accidentally played a great bass phrase while not recording, hit Capture MIDI and Ableton writes it into a clip. That's a lifesaver. Now, common mistakes to avoid so your drop actually drops. Don't run full sub power during the build. If the build is already maximum weight, the drop has nowhere to go. Hold something back. Don't do huge master filter sweeps. It sounds cool in isolation, but it can wreck punch. Filter drums or bass groups instead. Don't put reverb on your low end. High pass your reverb return every time. And don't launch scenes without quantization until you're confident. One bar quantization is your training wheels, and it's totally fine. Let's finish with a quick 15-minute practice exercise you can repeat. Make just 3 scenes, intro, build, drop. Record a 24-bar pass, 8 bars intro, 8 bars build, 8 bars drop. Then an arrangement, do 2 small edits. Add 1 1-bar drum fill right before the drop. And add 1 half-bar sub-mute somewhere in the drop. Export a rough bounce and listen on headphones and small speakers. Ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger? If not, reduce build energy and try again. That's the whole game. Contrast and control.